Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning is to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So however you're streaming, whether it's on social media, with our TV partners, or on the Faithless app, or Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, thank you for joining us today. You know, we're getting closer to our 1,000th episode of Faith in the Morning. And as we go into the future, we want to hear more from you so we can make sure we can continue to upgrade and enhance Faith in the Morning. And so if you're watching on TV partners, you'll see a QR code on your screen, and you scan that, take you to the survey. But if you're listening on social media, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, you'll see in the description, the show notes, a link that I want you to fill out, because I want to hear from you as we take Faith in the Morning to the future. And guess what? If you fill out the survey takes less than 1 minute to fill out. If you fill out the survey at the QR code or the link in the description on social media, you'll be entered in to a special giveaway that's going on with a 1,000th episode. So please, if you haven't already, fill out that survey, whether you use a QR code or you do the link, and it's to help us take Faith in the Morning to the next level. Thank you so much for your help. Let's get a Faith in the Morning start with our daily affirmation. It's a faith confession that reminds us who we are in Jesus, what God has called us to do. It renews our mind and it releases our faith and encourages and grants us confidence to step out and do what God has called us to do. You ready to say it with me today? Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Thank you so much for streaming Faith in the Morning today. Let's get right into what I have for you today. Go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. One of the things we've been doing the last week or two, we've been diving into the wonderful thing God has put on the inside of us. We talked about how it's an inheritance. We talked about on a Sunday message how there's many vast resources within your heart. I want to share more with you today, starting in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Because you have peace with God, you know God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Because you have peace with God, you're able to have a relationship with God. You're able to repent of your sins. You're able to go boldly to the throne of grace to receive grace and mercy in your time of need. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. By faith, we stand in the grace of God, in the ability of God, in the favor of God, in the gifting of God, in the anointing of God. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Remember, hope is expectation. We rejoice in expectation of the glory of God showing up in our life. And not only that, but we also glory. That word glory means rejoice. We rejoice in tribulation. That word tribulation means pressure. We rejoice in pressure-filled situations. Why? Knowing that the pressure produces perseverance. Under this pressure, the right attitude, the right response to pressure produces spiritual maturity. When pressure is applied, when you have the right response, it will produce in you cheerful endurance, or it's also called perseverance, or what's also known as patience. And the scripture says faith and patience inherits the promises. So it'll produce in you perseverance, and perseverance will produce in you character. Well, what's the character that you're called to emulate? Galatians 5, fruit of the Spirit, the character traits of Jesus. Those are things on the inside of you today. And character, hope. That hope is expectation. Now, hope, this hope that comes from having a relationship with God, responding the right way to pressure, and allowing the Holy Spirit to work on the inside of you, produces a hope knowing that God is always going to come through for you. Now, this hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The reason why we have this hope, the reason why we have this perseverance, the reason why we have this character is because the love of God has been poured into our hearts. So one of the wonderful treasures within your heart is the love of God. It's God's love on the inside of you. That love, according to Galatians, fuels your faith. That love can drive out fear. That love enables you to love everyone, even the person being the most unlovable, annoying person. That love in you makes all the difference in the world. So today, as we close, I want you to acknowledge the love of God on the inside of you. So say it with me and put it in the chat or watch in a place as a chat option. Say, the love of God has been poured into my heart. Well, say out loud, say, the love of God has been poured into my heart. One more time. Say, the love of God has been poured into my heart. It really has. And as we shared before, you have to acknowledge what God's put on the inside of you. As you acknowledge the love of God on the inside of you, it will stir you up. It will enable you to love others to the point people can sense the love of God just by being in your presence. There's so much more I want to share with you on this topic. We'll do it next time on Faith in the Morning. Make sure you fill out that survey. You're watching one of the TV partners. You'll see the QR code. Scan it so you can access the survey. You're on social media or podcast. Click the link. Read today's newsletter and have a wonderful day knowing that something good is going to happen to you. So expect miracles. God bless.